Also today, Pope Benedict recalled one of his predecessors, Pope Pius XII, when he received participants in a special convention on his magisterium to mark the 50th anniversary of the pontiff's death. Philippa Hitchin has more.
Led by Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, the delegation met with Pope Benedict in the Vatican on Saturday morning. The Vatican Secretary of State was also the key speaker on the final day of the convention Friday, affirming that the cause for beatification of the wartime Pope is a religious matter and must be respected as such. In his address to delegates, Pope Benedict also underlined that over the last 50 years, excessive attention has been paid to one single issue in relation to Pius XII, and he said the question of the Pope's position during the war years has been dealt with in a unilateral way. This, he said, has impeded study of the historical and theological breadth of Pius XII's magisterium. Countless homilies, discourses, radio messages, and 40 encyclicals over the 20 years of his pontificate. Among these, Pope Benedict highlighted Mystici Corporis Christi on the true nature of the Church and Mirando Prorsus on the great importance of modern communications and their increasing influence on public opinion.
Proprio per questo il Sommo Pontefice che valorizzò al massimo la nuova invenzione della radio.
In fact, said Pope Benedict, Pius XII was one of the first to promote and use the new invention of radio and emphasize the moral duty of journalists to provide accurate and truthful information. The Pope also spoke of Pius XII's pronouncements on the advance of science, stating that his predecessor admired the extraordinary progress made, but never hesitated to warn against the risks of research that ignored the moral consequences of its discoveries, such as his famous discourse on the splitting of the atom. Pope Benedict also spoke of the character of Pius XII, describing him as a measured man and a realist who wrote each discourse with great care, weighing every word before pronouncing it in public. Pope Benedict said he was a man of uncommon intelligence, who had a deep sense of justice, and who abhorred the fanaticism of sentimentality. An accomplished linguist, a respected jurist, and an excellent theologian, Pope Benedict said he above all possessed the firm will to give himself completely to God, with a profound love for Christ and for all of humanity. I'm Philippa Hitchin.